My question is, if there are two persons and their commas are exactly alike in this life, in next life they get, if they get a human life, will they be twins?
I didn't get the question. Slowly, slowly. What are you trying to ask?
If there are two persons.
Two persons, yes.
And in this life, their kammas are exactly alike.
They what?
Their kammas are same in this life. There are two persons. There are two persons, and
it's never you know exactly the same. Kamma is never exactly the same. It karma always depends on intention. Yeah, I mean, you don't know. Maybe they do the same deeds, but the intention is not the same. So the karma they will receive is not the same. And also, you know, I mean, when they die and become reborn, I mean, they still have old karma. And the old karma, you know, of this person and that person, you know, also differs, you know. So one person can go to hell and the other person becomes a human being. Yeah. But if both of them become a human being, I mean, of course they will receive the karma.
What happened when twin born?
What?
Why twin?
Yeah.
Born. Why?
Because they love each other. Huh? Do you have a twin? No? But you know twins? Do you know some twins? In your class, yeah. So you see, you know, I mean, they're very well, they're very friends together, yeah. It can be, you know, it can be a boy and a girl who are born together, you know, I mean, but it, you know, normally it is either two girls or two mates, yeah, that are born together, who have been in their last life, you know, decide they want to stay together, yeah. So they are born in the same family. And if they have karma, they will be born in the same family. And become even twins, yeah. Or they are so close together that they become one-eye twins, yeah. Twins and one-eye twins, you know, are different. One-eye twins, you know, I mean, know exactly what this other person is doing. Yeah? So they are so close, yeah. So if you are very close to your brother, you know, and you love each other very much, you know, maybe in the next life you are becoming twins, yeah.
My question is, when I sit for meditation for 1 hour, so many tears came out of my eyes. But when I get up for sleep, no tears came out of my eyes. When I meditate, so many tears are crying.
When our tears are coming out of your eyes?
When I meditate.
When you meditate. Yeah. What happens when you meditate? Not only that tears are coming out of your eyes, but what happens before? Before the tears are coming, what is happening? You don't know. That you should know what. You probably, you know, enter a calm state or a happy state, you know, and then there are tears of happiness. Yeah? Yeah? Sometimes there can be tears of sadness. Yeah? Yeah? So you have to look a little bit closer and know what is happening. Yeah? That's what is the training of samadhi. We look at every moment what is happening. Yeah? Not just thinking there. Huh? Okay?
My second question is, how are brothers made?
How are brothers made? They are, you know, it's just like, you know, parents. How are parents made? Be born, yeah? And if they have been together in the previous life, you know, they normally choose, you know, close relatives, close distance, you know, so that they find each other, yeah? And the same thing for brothers, yeah? But it doesn't have to be always this way, right? It depends on your karma, in which family you are born. But mostly you are born, you are attracted by people you know from your last life. Yeah? Huh? Why, you don't like him or what?
Yeah, <that's right.
laughs> they always fight, yeah? Yeah? Yeah, so maybe you have been husband and wife in your previous life, yeah? Huh? And always fight, yeah? Hmm? Huh? And in this life, you know, both of you have become brothers, yeah? See, ghosts as human beings. They're just beings. Huh? So when you meet a ghost, say hello. Yeah. I mean, what can he do to you? Yeah. I mean, human beings, you know, I mean, can kill you. Yeah. Yeah. Ghosts normally, you know, just want to bother you, sometimes want to bother you, want to tell you a story, or just want to have some matter. So, huh? Give them some kindness, yeah? And then they're gone. Huh? They're much nicer than human beings. Most of them. Of course, just like, you know, human beings, there can be ugly ghosts, you know, or there can be ugly human beings, yeah? So, yeah? But most of the ghosts that, yeah? That you will see, yeah, are in your mind anyway. Huh? Because you look at the ghost stories, you know. And now you sit there and the ghost stories are coming up in your mind. Huh? Do you know, you know, in the West, you know, if some people say, I mean, this house is haunted, yeah? Huh? The people don't stay away from this house. The people are interested in go there because they want to see ghosts, yeah? But Asian people, you know, are always afraid of ghosts, yeah? Hmm? Why? Maybe you have been a ghost in your previous life and bothered people, yeah? Yeah? So you have to receive the karma of this. Yeah? So that ghosts are coming and bothering you. But I don't think so, you know, I mean, it's mostly, you know, I mean, because you've seen so many ghost movies, yeah?
Yes.
And zombie movies, huh? See, it's all in your mind. You have to take out all this trash, you know, and then there are no more ghosts and no more zombies, yeah? Zombies are not beings, yeah? That's just made up by human beings, huh? They don't exist in this world.
My question is, if I have to do any hard task, anything that is hard for me to do, if I get any confidence when I do meditation or anything, and when I get up and after 1 hour or half an hour, my confidence decreases and then increase decrease.
What decreases?
Confidence.
Yeah, and then?
Then when I wake up, it disappears,
yeah.
And decreases.
Yeah. And so you bring it up again. I can do it. That's how the confidence comes. Yeah. We have to tell ourselves we can do it. Whatever we want to do, we can. But sometimes it takes a little bit longer. We are not perfect the first time. Never. Yeah. We have to learn. Just like you remember how you learned to walk? Huh? Did you have confidence in learning to walk? No? So why can't you walk? How is it possible that you can walk if you don't have confidence?
I cannot remember those days.
Well, try to remember. Yeah? You wanted to walk. That's why you can walk. Yeah? If you want to do something, you can do it. What?
Fear.
Fear, yeah? Fear of water. Fear of water, fear of height. Yeah?
Fear of driving bicycle.
Driving car. Yeah? Yeah? So she might have been, you know, in an accident in his previous life, and that's where the fear is coming from. Yeah?
So, what to do in this life?
And look at fear. And look what thought or what memory comes before this fear. Yeah? And this you counteract. Yeah? Yeah? Tell yourself, no matter what, I am going to die. So what am I afraid of? What are you afraid of? Ask yourself, what am I afraid of? Yeah? Because if you're afraid of height, you're afraid of dying. If you're afraid of cars, you're afraid of dying. You're afraid of, you know, water, you're afraid of dying, yeah? It's a different kind of death, but it's death all along, yeah? And with the death comes also the pain of death.
But many people do it easily.
What?
Many people do it easily, but it is very hard for
me. That's why you have to meditate a lot. Yeah? And reflect about death because you don't want to die. Huh? If you don't care about death because it comes with birth, yeah? I mean, why should we be afraid of it? But if we're afraid of death, yeah? I mean, all these fears are coming up, yeah? Maybe if I drive a car, you know, somebody hits me, you know, and I'm dead, yeah? So if you contemplate death, yeah? And get confident with death, you know? I mean, I've been born, I will die, sooner or later. And always depending on my karma. Yeah? Yeah? Some people, you know, have a long life, other people have a short life. And why do they have a long life?
They did not kill anyone in their past life.
Good, good. Yeah? And why do they have a short life?
Because they killed someone in their past life.
That is okay, you know, why don't you teach your mother? That's it. When we are born, you know, we have a clock ticking. And when the clock stops ticking, that's when we die. Yeah. But the clock of every person, you know, is differently set, yeah? So, get comfortable with death, yeah? I mean, it's just like traveling to another country. Yeah. We're just going into a different realm, yeah? Maybe you go back to the ghost realms, you know, and then haunt other people. And then you're born as a human, and then the ghosts come and haunt you, yeah? So much fun, huh? To watch this movie is so much fun, huh? Oh. And then when it is dark, you're not afraid of ghosts, yeah?
He's not.
Yeah.
My last question is, if I have anything, what I have on my own, what I can do, I can do it anything by myself, no one can say me anything to do it anything.
I mean, as long as you're young, you should listen to your parents.
No, I am saying if I have anything of my own.
Yeah. Yeah?
I cannot get it hurt. How can I end this love?
How can you give it away, huh?
Yes.
Just try to give it away. And see the feeling, you know? Huh? Sooner or later this thing will disappear anyway. There's nothing lasting, you know. Tell yourself, you know, anicca. Yeah? Whatever is born, you know, must die. Whatever is, you know, comes, you know, will go. Yeah? Whatever goes up must come down. So. Right. What don't you want to lose? What is it that you're so attached to? Yeah? I mean, in 2 years' time, you will not be attached to it. You know, you don't care about it. Yeah? Because things are changing. Anicca. You know that? At the moment, you know, we like this. You know, I mean, as your brother, you know, I mean, at the time, you know, I mean, he like, you know, yeah, soldiers, you know, these little soldiers or whatever, or trained, you know, and now he's not interested in them anymore. Huh? Yes. So things are changing, you know, so you can give it up and say, you know, I'm not interested in them anymore. And especially good, you know, what kind of good karma you do. Yeah? If you have a friend that likes this thing that you also like, give it to him. That's very good karma. Because sooner or later, you know, you see something, you know, that you like, you know, from somebody, you know, and then you say, okay, have it. Huh? This is how you create good karma. Yeah? Yeah. So see what you're afraid of. You know, contemplate death, yeah? And contemplate each kind of death and see what you're really afraid of. Because we are normally not afraid of death itself, we are afraid of the pain of death. Yeah? So see, yeah, for each, you know, car crash, you know, falling from heights, you know, or drowning in the water, or, you know, whatever. Contemplate each death, yeah, and see what you're afraid of. And whatever happens to you is because of your karma. You cannot change the karma. Being afraid of it, you know, just makes it worse. Yeah? Inviting it, you know, makes it much easier. Hello, here I am. Yeah? If something bad happens to you, okay, thank you. Yeah? Now I can take it. What? What is the difference between a Buddha and an Arahant? Yeah? A Buddha is a self-enlightened person, and an Arahant follows the path of the Lord Buddha to get enlightened. A Buddha doesn't need a teacher, an Arahant needs a teacher. Or needs the teaching of the Lord Buddha. Yeah? Yeah? It's just like you, you need a teacher. Yeah? I needed a teacher. Yeah? So we cannot become a Buddha. A Buddha becomes only a Buddha if there is no teaching around that leads to Nibbana. Yeah? And then he finds a way, yeah, to Nibbana. And you know the story of the Lord Buddha, yeah? How he tried, you know, how he tried all sorts of things, yeah? Yes? Yeah? An Arahant doesn't need to try all these, yeah? Because the Lord Buddha gives, you know, the teaching on how to receive, how to achieve to Nibbana. Very simple. Okay?
Thank you.
What? I mean, I'm finished now. I mean, why didn't you ask before? Yeah, yeah, but what is it? What? Yeah? Yeah, we have ants. Yeah?
It is killing?
No, it's not killing. I mean, you protect, yeah? I mean, if they run into the truck, it's their own problem. Huh? So don't worry about that.
And, meditation, I'm easy to
yeah? I'm look at it. Look at it. Accept it. Look at it. And let it, you know, let it pervade the whole body. And see what is coming before this uneasy feeling. What kind of thought, what kind of memory.